Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem BPM, Shir number 143, Bais Pnimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 143. We were discussing about having discussions about the sensitive topic of the sexual physical connection between a husband and a wife that needs to be discussed, and very often delicate issues need to be discussed, even if it is difficult to talk to your wife about it. Sometimes if you're not sure whether to talk to your wife about it and you need to ask a shayla or advice, then you do. Like, for example, in situations of past pre-marriage, especially of sexual abuse, addiction, pornography, all these things are very serious things, and sometimes you need outside professional help, and sometimes it needs to be discussed, sometimes not. And for that, you ask a shayla. It's beyond the scope of shiurim like this to give advice pertaining to that type of thing. It's all individually based and based on the matzav where it is. But overall, especially if it's those type of things, it just doesn't go away on its own. And on whatever level it needs to be, usually it is a healthy thing for it to come out and to work through it together. But what definitely is a delicate issue that should be discussed and worked through is anything relating to weight issues, hygiene issues, both which can affect sexual intimacy. Now, it's a sensitive topic and it needs to be handled with care and with love. You know, well-meaning people often say it doesn't matter if you're overweight. Both wife or husband, they'll rationalize that, you know, but it's does matter whether, you know, that's just the idea. For both men and women, obesity is something that can get in the way of a healthy sexual relationship. There are many, many that complain, and privately, you know, to counselors, to therapists, from men and women both, who plead for help that their spouses are 60 or more pounds overweight, and it's affecting their overall feeling about one another, and it's affecting their sexual relationship as well, and the attraction to each other as well. It is not something to be taken lightly. Okay, and it's something that I guess I'll make the decision to share with you. I was at some point, for a big part of my life, overweight at a certain points, sometimes seriously overweight, sometimes even 60 plus pounds overweight. And to be frank with you, it did affect the physical intimate aspects. So anyone who thinks it doesn't, they're in denial. And when you take care of yourself, and you don't have to go crazy and become a bodybuilder or totally focus on the body, like, you know, and then say, you know, it's like the Yavanim and Hanukkah and all that, and that they, no, but it's a matter of Ushmartem is Nafshei Seichem. I highly recommend a book, Am I My Body's Keeper, by Michael Kaufman, an over 90-year-old person who wrote a book about the mitzvah of Ushmartem is Nafshei Seichem in this area. And regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, a husband or a wife, weight is tied to self-esteem very often, and it could affect the sexual life, and it's something that is not a small thing. So a body, a human body, the physical body that's given to us is a pikadon from Hashem, and therefore we have to take responsibility to change that, and we have to start with ourselves. Now, if your spouse is overweight, how to handle that with sensitivity, we have to work through that. But each one who's listening, and we're going to give a similar type share on both sides of the mechitza here, the body is entrusted to you, and you need to love yourself enough that you'll take care of it physically properly. And the same thing there, they are, you know, have a hard time telling their spouses that it's unpleasant being with you sexually when you don't smell well. You don't bathe, you don't take showers before, you're sweaty, you don't use mouthwash or deodorant before coming to bed. You know, and it's such an easy fix. It's such an easy fix if you're mindful of it. Just be considerate of your wife. and make sure that your bodies are fresh and clean when you offer them to each other sexually. So if you need to talk about hygiene and weight in a sensitive way, it's very important to do this. You know, if they haven't showered, you know, and or you haven't showered, it's understandable that they wouldn't want to be with you. So therefore, it's very important, however you do your showers, but if you know you're going to be intimate that night, you take a shower very shortly before that. So you smell good and you brush your teeth and deodorant and whatever you need to do. So, you know, people get very sensitive and it hurts each other's feelings when you say this in an insensitive way. So there's a way to do it in a positive, gentle way. But that is a easy fix. So many people, because they're not careful with this and they let go of themselves, that's another reason why they're not physically intimate with each other. And that creates, just like the emotional leads to the physical could lead to emotional. And sometimes you need the physical to spark an emotional connection. And if you don't take care of the weight issue or the hygiene issue, then it won't happen. The idea of boundaries also, you know, what's acceptable in your relationship. You want to try something new, okay? Let's just give it as a given. Halachically, you ask the Shaila and it's mutter. They tell you it's allowed, we're not a problem. It's something that one may find exciting, the other one may find somewhat repulsive or pulled away from it. So anytime you want to introduce a new sexual activity, don't do it when you're in the middle of, you're engaging in what you normally do sexually, to all of a sudden try something new out of the blue. It's something that really needs to be discussed beforehand to avoid an embarrassment, to avoid shame, or potentially hurting your spouse. We don't have to basically say this, but of course the idea is the idea of Shmir Seinayim, the idea of having those connections of a male-female primarily and exclusively focused on one's wife. Do you care about other people? Yes, you could care about other people. You care about your sister, you care about, you know, your kraven, you care about Klal Yisrael overall, you care about Almanis. Okay, so that is all healthy and normal. You care about someone in Tzara, all this is healthy and normal. And that's fine. But there is a certain part of a husband-wife relationship that's unique, husband and wife, and that has to be cherished and treasured. And that's exclusive. It's exclusive between a husband and wife. And you have to make sure that you keep that strong. And the sexual aspects need to be enjoyable. And you do only what gives each other physical pleasure and also emotional pleasure. So it is very important to keep that in mind as well. And you keep it going consistently. You keep it going consistently. And it's within us all. We all have the ability to improve tremendously in this area. It's a body-to-body connection, but it's not just body-to-body. It's a heart-to-heart connection. It's a neshama-to-neshama connection. Okay, the idea of what we talked about in Binyan Abayis and other shiurim, about the idea of kissing in a way where your wife wants that to be and that you get used to it with each other, the passion of kissing and all of that. And again, of course, with your wife's not only consent, but her participation and wanting to do that. It's very important for men in particular, because after they do what they need to do, they usually get very tired and they just move away. And it's very important not to do that. You'll miss out on a very important intimate time with your wife afterwards by just holding her, stroking her, and telling her how much you appreciate, how much who she is, and so on and so forth. This afterwards, which again, with men generally, after they release and they're done there, they get very, very tired. But they have to overcome that and still engage and connect afterwards as well. Create that healthy environment. Understand what talks to your wife, and so on and so forth. To understand what her mode of satisfaction is. Very often, you know, people hyper-focus on the orgasm. Many wives are happy, either, you know, by nature they don't experience it that much, and they can feel deeply satisfied even without it. And they don't necessarily have to reach that all the time, or sometimes not often, or whenever. And they may be very, very satisfied, even if they don't have orgasms continuously or constantly or whatever it is. It could be pleasurable, but very often the actual interaction is very pleasurable. The bottom line is this concept of orgasm should not be an end in and of itself. That's always not healthy. Yet most women enjoy not that or not just that, but the sensuality of just the cuddling and the kissing and the touching every bit as much and sometimes even more than the thrill of any climax that may be. And therefore, it's important to, with a woman, sexual pleasure occurs on many, many levels, not just the orgasm and result of what one may think it is. The foreplay is important. The afterwards is important. The gentle touching, the caressing, and so on and so forth. And that's all very, very important. So it's very important for men, even after you ejaculated already and you did what you need to do to be satisfied yourself, you continue focusing on satisfying your wife. If she didn't have an orgasm, you help her with it, or however it is that will help her feel better, you do everything you can to help her feel good. And that is the idea of giving up of yourself. Sometimes you hold back to release later, if you could, and sometimes afterwards, even though you had your fill of whatever you needed, you give to your wife. That's called chesed chinam, that's called ahava. And it's human nature and it's healthy and it's a good thing that usually men do have a sipik nefesh of the fact that they give their wives this pleasure. So that's why it's very important to be a nice thing this way and to not rush it. And very often, this is the thing, not sometimes between the two of you, you could decide to have sometimes a time where you're just going to make it quick or whatever it is. Sometimes there's a comfort level aspects of it. It's important that ideally husbands and wives should get the point of making that idea passionate and to take your time and not have it rushed. Rushed sex is what most people dislike, most women dislike about it. They feel unsatisfied. When it's rushed, usually it's the husband's pleasure seems to come first and they feel empty from it. So not that it's wrong. Sometimes if it's mutually agreed upon, it's not a bad thing. But lahavdil, you know, it's like eating fast food all day long, lahavdil, right? No, so the idea is that you communicate with each other. This is part of the communication. You communicate what type of sexual intimacy you will have that night. Is it going to be quicker? Is it going to be slower? Take more time, less time, and so on and so forth. There are some times where, the both of them are very tired and they know they're tired, but they skipped a couple of nights and they really need to be together and they are alert enough and, you know, they're able to do that, but they don't want to, you know, they want to go to sleep early, so they don't want to extend it too long so they can work with each other and make it shorter then, and so on and so forth. So that's the idea. You have to understand that men in general, it's very easy for the most part. They're visually stimulated, so they become easily aroused by seeing their wives in certain positions or undressed and so on and so forth. But by women, generally, it's not that way. What arouses her is something different, is by paying attention, by observing her responses, by connecting with that way. Because some women are like touch me type of thing, and they like hugs and caresses sometimes. They need the verbal affirmation, similar to the love languages that we spoke about, other than touch, that they do need. Sometimes you helping them out in the house creates this warm feeling. Sometimes it's spirituality and so on and so forth. So the idea being is that you need to feel and help your wife feel safe, and you need to help that your wife should feel secure and feel accepted and feel appreciated and feel heard. And always listen. Always listen. It's very important also to realize that Hashem is in the relationship. He could fill the void. So remember all that. Sex could be very healing between a husband and wife because it heals. It's not just binds two bodies. It connects two souls that are truly one. It's a tremendous refuah emotionally. It could heal emotional wounds. It could do tremendous things. But all this happens pretty much when there is a true loving connection between a husband and a wife, with Hashem being there, with realizing it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu all along, and being there and with you, and giving you the kayach to do all this, And that Karsatayu goes to Rabbeinu Shlalom. So this is the idea of a Karsatayu. You know, we don't really talk about this much. And again, it's not something that people, you know, they don't write this in Sfarim, even the Sfarim that write about our Karasatayv, but it's common sense. So in a shir such as like this, we could bring it up. That yes, you ask, you thank Hashem for that Karasatayv, that you're married and that you have that gift of being in a marriage and including the sexual union with one another, the ability to give pleasure and experience pleasure. And that's not to be taken lightly. To have a karsatayv for your wife, for being there for you in these areas, and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you a wife, and to have that healthy, healing type of aspects in your marriage, and not take it for granted, ever. Not take it for granted, ever. Never take anything for granted, any matana from Hashem. In all married life, everything that she does for you, every meal that she cooks for you, every time she sets your bed up, or that she launders your clothing, or that she does shopping for you, or whatever, however else she takes care of you. And certainly the emotional warmth or the sexual aspects that she gives to you, you never take it for granted. You thank her for it as a shliach of Hashem, and you thank her for it, for that chesed that she does for you, and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Bracha v'atzlacha.